You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Texas voters decided several high-profile runoff races Tuesday night, including a nationally watched Republican U.S. Senate primary. The Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton defeated incumbent Senator John Cornyn in the Republican runoff for U.S. Senate. Paxton will face Democrat James Tallarico in the general election this fall. In the race for Attorney General, Republican State Senator Mays Middleton defeated U.S. Representative Chip Roy. Middleton will be running against State Senator Nathan Johnson, who won the Democrats' runoff for AG on Tuesday. Democrat Vicki Goodwin also won her party's runoff for Lieutenant Governor. She'll challenge longtime incumbent Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in November. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
Bexar County Sheriff's Deputy Johnny Garcia has won the Democratic primary runoff for the state's 35th congressional district. He defeated Maureen Galindo in a race that became one of the most closely watched Democratic contests in Texas. TPR's David Martin Davies has more.
Galindo finished first in the March primary, but her runoff campaign was mired by controversy after making repeated inflammatory remarks about Israel and Zionists. Garcia said the more voters learned about Galindo, the more they rejected her.
Once the community figured out what she stood for to divide our communities, rather than focus on everyday issues affecting everyday Texans.
Garcia will face Republican Carlos de la Cruz in the general election. He said he'll focus on the issues of rising prices, which he said is being caused by President Trump's policies. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Former 4th Court of Appeals Justice Luz Helena Chapa narrowly defeated longtime prosecutor Jane Davis in Tuesday's Democratic runoff for Bexar County District Attorney. Chapa gained 50.8% of the vote, while Davis saw 49.1%. Davis's campaign manager told the San Antonio Report the campaign likely would not request a recount, though a final decision has not yet been made. Chapa told TPR that voters were looking for a change inside the office.
Well, it's making sure that we have funding in place to making sure that we have incredible talent in the DA's office. And, you know, first and foremost, we need to change the tone and the culture within the office itself. There's been a lot of reports on the hostile working environment, and I think that's why voters wanted change.
Chapa is set to face Republican Ashley Foster in November. View a full rundown of election results in Bexar County and across Texas at TPR.org. In other news, San Antonio and the surrounding areas were under a flash flood warning last night amid strong storms. Emily Heller is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. She says a strong complex of storms brought rain, frequent lightning, and strong winds.
There are some locations kind of within the city that have reported up to 2 inches. And then kind of outside the city, there is even about a three and a half inch rainfall total.
Heller says wind gusts in the city reached as high as 45 miles per hour. Guadalupe County and parts of the Texas Hill Country had initial reports of up to 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. The San Antonio Spurs dropped a crucial fifth game to Oklahoma City, 114-127 last night in the Western Conference Finals. Point guard Stephon Castle spoke about being up to the challenge while facing possible elimination from the playoffs heading into tomorrow's game.
Find a way back here for game 7. I feel like we've been great when we're desperate all year. So I'm excited to see how we'll respond.
The Spurs head home for game 6 tomorrow at the Frost Bank Center. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. The game will air on NBC and will stream on Peacock. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Maria Navarro.